Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, good evening, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. You've tuned in one more time to Grassroots Talks. And if anything could happen, it has already happened. But guess what? If you made it to right here, you are in the right place at the right time. My name is Dr. Alan L. Brown, sometimes known as Showtime, but I've been called a lot worse. I am joined here on our show by a very talented, dedicated, smart co-host from somewhere, specific location. I don't know, because this lady gets around. And if any of you folks are on the social network, you know what I mean, because y'all all over everywhere, and she's connected to you too. Anyway, folks, Dr. Margaret Redford, good to talk to you. How you doing? Well, I'm pausing because I didn't punch the go button. How's that? Okay, so now let me try it again. Dr. Margaret, hello. Okay, so while things are stirring a little bit, I know she's on the air trying to get caught up to where we are at. I'm hoping that Salim is with us because, boy, to, you know, kind of to be one-legged, it ain't always the best way to get around. You need to. Okay, so Dr. Margaret, if you've joined us, that would be great. And if not, we're going to wait. But we're not going to wait too long, so let's just jump off into our commercial. Our show is being brought to you by GRCN Connected Communities, a nonprofit organization designed to assist families and youth in that transition to becoming whole. Visit us at grcnconnects.wix.com/people. Also, our newest sponsor, National Christina Foundation, who has donated a few computers to us, which was kind of cool. We hope to get some good uses out of them. But a few tech people are out there. You know, they donate the computers, but they don't have any, they call it a operating system. So that's like giving somebody a car and with no keys. Anyway, but I guess it was a thought that counted. Is Dr. Margaret on the line yet?
Yes. Hi, this is Dr. Margaret Aranda. So pleased to be here.
I'm sitting in the chair today. Hello to everybody.
Salim, you made it. Oh, my God. Boy, we've been praying for you, buddy.
And I have to start off by thanking you for that beautiful poem, because it really touched my heart and the hearts of many. So thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, really. And I am the author of that. Don't ask me what happened. That's one of those God intervention things that just compels you. So I know you do poetry with some of your groups, so you can add that to the piece of the pie, okay?
Absolutely.
I need to find out what has been going on with Salim, but maybe if he could tell me, he'd have to kill me, so maybe I shouldn't ask, huh?
No, that's why. I'm feeling much better now because the things are settling, first of all. In the country, I'm talking about country-wise. At the other hand, I'm still trying to observe the transition process for myself. I'm changing. I mean, my whole life is changing at the moment. From personal to career and everything. So, of course, it's taking a toll, even if I don't have to, I'm not eager to accept it, admit it, but it's taking a toll. Still, I enjoy being with you guys all the time. And I can tell you, especially you, Dr. Allen, you're helping me a lot. Even if you don't know that. So I'm feeling much better. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, and thank you for those kind words. Not sure what it is that I might have done, but if there's anything that I have done that has inspired you in your transition, because that's what life is all about, a transition. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I need to dig right in here to your show. Yes, I do have a topic, doctor, but I'm going to hit you with that topic in a second, okay? Now, you folks are now ready to go live in Europe, okay? And 1,000 mics is very popular. The way that I have set that up is your phone that you use is the access to the microphone. Once you call in, it will say, welcome to 1,000 mics, and it'll say, you are now live. It's just that simple, okay? And
okay.
So when you let your folks know about it, and you after you finish the show, it'll come up in what we call notifications. That notification will allow you to do a cut and paste and forward it to somebody else, retitle it if you want to, okay?
Right.
That's exciting.
I suggest that you take an hour at a time, unless it's a special event that you're at. You pull out that phone and you go for it, and you can capture that moment live wherever you are at. You don't have to be on a computer or none of that. You can deal with that when you get back to a stationary location, okay?
Perfect. Wonderful.
Okay. Now, and when will you be going on so our listeners will know? When can they expect you?
Well, it's up to Margaret, actually, because she's scheduling all of our things. I'm more in the studio, and I'm starting writing again. Right after the album, I'm planning to release my first English book, first of all. It's the title is Dream Tiger. Dream like a poet, fight like a tiger. So scheduling is up to her.
Yes, and I went online already. I logged in to 1,000 mics, and I see different names of the shows. I actually played your 15-minute show from the July 20th, and it was a great introduction, and I see how to do it. Just have to get the name of the program up there and ready to go.
And remember, you don't have to post the name first. You can do the show first.
Okay.
And it'll just
okay.
It'll,
perfect.
So now that we
no
have
problem.
That,
okay, I gotcha.
Let's jump into our show
Great.
Because we just had a corporate meeting while we were on the air. Okay.
Okay.
So
all right.
Today's show is about the mind of the millionaire. It's called a mindset. And if anybody has seen my articles, you'll see where I'm going with this, because people who are wealthy think a different kind of way than people who are broke or poor. I'm going to use it that way, financially. I know a lot of wealthy people, and there's a lot of people who are not wealthy who really strive to get there and never do. Now, here's my take. If money is the thing that you chase, you are a lost soul already. However, it is the process of the things that you may need that may take monetary compensation. And if those things are important to you, sure, currency is a big deal. If people paid attention to historically, Salim, and I'm sure you're aware of it, it hasn't always been coins or dollars. It was property. Or cows, land, and I know the doctor's going to hate this, and it was the daughter.
That's true.
Which
still is in some places.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So, but the reason why I wrote it was because I watch people who are so obsessed with the dollar, they also become very selfish in their spirit, to the point that they may be the wealthiest person, but they're probably the most miserable person, and they only have friends that they can afford. Well, here in this country, we have the prime example of that by the name of a gentleman called Donald Trump. And people, I mean, he's butt ugly, okay? He's got a weird toupee that I'm sure his money could have bought him much better, when, you know, the artificial hair that you sew up inside yourself, okay? And he's a hater on everybody concerned, but people kiss his rear end because they think he's going to give them a dollar. So what do you guys think about the mindset of a millionaire, or are we the richest people when we don't worry about the money? Because money comes and it goes. It's it may be an important, but not the most important. Like Salim, I've survived out in the desert and in the jungles without anything other than my brain, and I've been able to make it. And if anybody's seen me recently, they can tell I don't miss too many meals.
Well, actually, when it comes to wealth, first of all, I believe we need to identify what is wealth for us personally. Just recently, somebody on Twitter, it was quite a rude question, actually. She asked me if I'm rich. And I said, exactly, if being rich is having everything you want and need in life, yes, I'm rich. But it doesn't have to be in monetary terms only. You know, there are a lot of people who are monetarily rich, but they don't even enjoy the life. This or that reason doesn't matter, but they can't enjoy their life. So, can we call it as being rich? I don't think so. And when it comes to money, especially, I had this problem quite a long time, actually, for years, for perhaps decades. When I started living alone, taking the ropes of my own life, money was a concern for me because I wanted to take care of myself without needing anyone else. And I choose a very risky way because I wasn't a conformist. I wanted to build my own life with my own rules, and it was a risk. It was dangerous, actually. So money was some sort of obsession for me because I was always broke. And the funny thing is, years passed, I was earning a lot, believe me. Because of that mindset, I was still broke. I was earning really over the average and far above it. And I remember there were days that I didn't have any money because it's all about mindset. I realized that I was locking myself into that mindset because I was always thinking about money, 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 money. So I didn't have money because I was thinking I didn't have money. So whenever I had money, I was spending it without knowing. So I didn't have anything. I was earning like fortunes and I was living like poor people. Then I realized I'm racing against myself. I have a good life. I have a very good career. I'm earning a lot. And just to feel that I'm earning that much that I don't need anyone else, I was spending it. So what's the logic? What's the logic? Okay, I was helping people again. I was always myself. And I was always trying to make a good life for my family. But there was something wrong in this picture. Because there are things that shouldn't exist. For example, for years now, I've been living without credit cards. I don't have a credit card. I don't use it. If I have money, I can eat. If I don't have money, I starve. That's my principle. I'm not using any credit cards or loans. Because, you know, when you use credit cards, first of all, you are using the money that you didn't earn yet. And it creates a vortex for you. A paradox. You're trying to get out of it, so you're spending even more. I remember a joke a friend of mine made years ago. he bought a gift for my son. He was a very close friend, and it was a very expensive toy, actually. I said, why did you spend that much money for a birthday gift? And he said, I didn't give money. I paid it with plastic card. Actually,
yep.
If you ask me, it was a very wise joke, because he was making fun of the society. He was mocking it. Because people feel
wow.
that way. They are not using money. They are not spending money. They are using plastic cards. So they don't even know how much they are spending. And when I kicked the credit cards out of my life, I began to realize that I was actually quite wealthy. But I was trying to pay my debt, you know, all these interests, and because I was spending without thinking. And money, I realized that money is an energy. I look at it as, you know, you play video games, and the character you're playing with is it has some life energy. It's something like that. It should be used with thoughts. You know, you have to consider it. You have to plan it. And you shouldn't spend more than you need. So what it means, well, this is something I really feel angry when I think about it. You see some people, they have amazing amounts of money, and they are gambling it away. In one night, they are losing perhaps $1 million or $2 million, okay, and they are saying they are enjoying it, and always the same excuse: I will win the next time. Okay, but they are very rich, so they don't care about $1 or $2 million a night. But when you ask them to help poor people, they can't
yep.
even give $1.
Yep.
What is this? What is this? Well, excuse me, sirs and ladies, God is not giving you that money for gambling away, okay? It's not only yours. None of these energies, whatever the form, none of these energies, they are not personal belongings. They belong to the mankind,
wow.
and they have to be used accordingly.
I don't know if our listeners have really heard what you just said. It's not our money. It is a
yeah.
tool that helps define character. And I think that you have said it best. What I would like to do, because that was so profound, I need to set up for how I'm going to end, then I'm going to ask you to chime in. There was a poem that the doctor referenced when we started our show, ladies and gentlemen. And when we're listening to Salim, who very articulately talks about the mindset, and I mentioned the principles, I think when we listen to a poem that is going to be read by the doctor, if she has it available, do you have it available?
I do. I'll be right back. Give me 1 minute.
Okay. That poem, I think, will help say it all, because we have this thing called a precious life. And that gambler that he was talking about, who was just wasting their life away, just throwing it because it meant nothing to him, when other people would beg for a day to get a couple of pennies so that they could buy a bag of chips or something to provide some kind of nourishment in their bodies. And if they don't have any, as I've been very, very poor, we go behind the restaurants. And the restaurants throw away so much food, we jump ourselves into the trash bin and we look for something that's salvageable. And
okay,
so
back.
As Celine talks about what it takes to be just a real person, a person who's had tremendous wealth, it makes it hopefully easier for you folk to hear it, because when you've lived on both ends of the spectrum, you have a better feel for it. So, Salim, if you can take just a couple more minutes to sum that up, because we're going to ask the doctor to close this out with her prayer, but also her poem that was given to her as a gift.
Sure. This is a very deep issue, actually. And this is something I really think about long hours. You know, I'm not kidding. The natural reserves, all these energies, and even your personally, my own energy. People are living in a life, in a world, where they are living for other people, actually, without knowing. I want to give you an example. Just a while ago, I bought a car, okay? And it's a luxury car. I will just talk with numbers, so it will be clearer what I'm trying to say. This car was 90,000 Turkish lira. And I drove it for a few days, let's say, and I realized actually that car it wasn't worth that money. And when I listen to other people, they are saying, you know, it's a very good brand, and they are people are using that brand to show how successful they are. Well, okay, but I'm driving it and I don't enjoy it. And if you ask me, that car is not worth 90,000 Turkish lira, okay? So I sold it. Because, okay, probably at least 15 years older, but much, much better car. And I wrote it on BD. It will be a little bit advertising, perhaps, but all right, this is a legend we're talking about. I prefer a 20-year-old Mustang with Hulk price, you know? Because I want to enjoy what I'm driving. I'm buying that car for myself, not for other people, but not for what other thing. But most people care what others think about them. And they are spending accordingly, of course. Well, I made my calculation. I can buy two much better cars, but much older cars, with the same money. And I don't care what others think. I know I'm successful. I know I'm living a life exactly the way I want. So, what's that to talk about more?
So,
that's,
with that...
That's why I'm saying we have to think.
That is great sharing. We're going to turn it over to the doctor as we wind up with four minutes left.
She's waiting.
With the poem from the doctor. Take it away.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm so humbled to be able to speak these words. I never really thought I'd ever have anybody write. This is a poem that was written by you, actually, Dr. Almbaum, entitled "If Tomorrow Starts Without Me." If tomorrow starts without me and I'm not there to see, the sun lies in your face and find you cried for me. I wish so much you wouldn't cry the way you did today while thinking of the many things you never got to say. If tomorrow starts without me, please try to understand that an angel came and called my name and took me by the hand and said, my place is ready in heaven far above, and that I'd have to leave behind all those I dearly love. But as I turn to walk away, a tear falls from my eye. For all my life, I'd never thought about my final goodbye. I have so much to live for, so much left yet to do. It seems almost impossible that I would ever be leaving you.
as I think of all the yesterdays, the good ones and the bad, I think the precious moments and all the fun we had. If I could relive yesterday for a while, I'd sing a song or tell a joke just to make me smile. But then I fully realized that this could never be. Now emptiness and memories take the place of me. And when I think of all the things I'll miss from tomorrow, I think of you. And when I do, my heart is filled with sorrow. When the critics write their reviews after my final curtain call, I hope they say that this was the best performance of them all. But if tomorrow starts without you, I want you all to know the time you have on this stage should always be your best show. Amen.
Wow. Amen. Celine and Dr. Aranda, you folks have knocked the show out the park again. So those of you who can afford a $90,000 car, you can get two, okay? And probably still have some change left over.
But it's all about knowing who you are. Because, you know, Celine, there's some rims that some people in our country like to have. And the rims, when you start driving, they spin. Even when you stop, they continue to spin, right? And then these people put lights up under the bottom of their car. You're spending all this money, and you can't see yourself. It's for other people to see you, but you may not know what they're really thinking anyway. They're probably thinking, what a waste of money.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not only money, what a waste of time and life. Why are you sacrificing your own values for other people?
Yep.
I mean,
yep. With no connection.
For everybody, everybody want to enjoy some special things in life. And for me, cars are one of them. So I want to enjoy my driving, you know? I don't care what other people think. If we are talking about the mindset of a millionaire, this is what I get. What you give and what you get for what you give. That's the equation, actually. Am I getting the most for what I'm giving? And it's not only shopping or buying things. I'm giving my values. I'm giving my knowledge away. I'm giving my experience away. If people get something from it to shape their own lives, it means I'm earning much more. I'm gaining much more. So it's worth for what I'm giving. This is the
and I hope you folks
will
get
because not being a millionaire is not only about money.
I thank you so much for being on the air, our most powerful host. Stay tuned. And do share our shows with your social media friends to get the word out so our listenership can grow. Thank you so much for being on the air today.
God bless you.
God bless you.
We'll be listening for your shows.